year ago today, what started off to be our new church year, the Sunday after Promotion Sunday, would have been one of the highest attendance days all year long, but it started off in the most unusual of ways, because nobody came to church. You were not here. This place was dark and empty, but many of you joined me and Miss Beverly in our home via Facebook Live. While the rain was falling outside and that storm was coming ashore, I preached a little message on the storm and faithfulness of God through the midst of our storm, and then I led us in a song. You sang with me, right? You didn't just listen to me. Good gracious. Not like that. We sang "It Is Well with My Soul." Of course, we didn't know how bad it was going to be, or the amount of rain that would fall, or the damage it would do, or the mess it would leave behind, or the time still that it would take to rebuild. But we did know, and we confessed that morning together by faith, the faithfulness of God. And we've seen that, and we've proven that. He's proven that, and we've seen and proven something else too, that His church is amazing, incredible, absolutely incredible. And in the year since this Sunday last year, well, you might say we've come a long way, baby. I mean, in the first week, we mobilized here at Champion Forest more than 2,500 volunteers to clean almost 700 homes in one seven-day week. In the weeks and months that follow, we partnered with Southern Baptists across Texas and through the North American Mission Board from all over the country to continue the work and to sustain the work. Even when many of us had to go back to work, teams came from all over the country and were able to help us help our community continue the rebuilding and recovering. In just a matter of a few months, do you remember, we welcomed more than 30,000 people from our community into this room for the Christmas Spectacular. Within just a couple, two, 3 months of the devastation of the hurricane, we really talked seriously about whether or not we should even have it, given what people were going through. Even members of the choir, the cast, and the production team, they were all dealing with it too. And yet, the decision was clear, that our community needs some hope and some encouragement and some good news, and our community certainly needs to hear about Jesus. And so they persevered through some of the most difficult times in some of their lives and helped 30,000 plus people be encouraged last Christmas. And then, of course, you may remember that in just 6 months of the devastation of Harvey, we launched the Multiply Initiative. It had to be postponed because of Harvey. It was scheduled to launch 2 weeks after that storm hit. We had to stop and pause and take care of our folks and take care of our community, and we put it on pause and weren't sure what God was going to do or just how it was going to work, but we launched in spite of the financial impact of Harvey. Within 6 months and within just a few weeks of launch, you committed to give, and the expected giving over 2 years totals now $72.5 million in 2 years. That is absolutely, listen to me carefully, let me give you a Hebrew expression that is perfect for this. Wow. Wow. That out of that situation, in the midst of that context, I'm just wowed at what God and you have done. What started out as a challenging year has turned into, now 52 weeks later, one of the most incredible years we've ever had. And one thing is for sure, in spite of all that has come against us in this year, God is moving. And He's been working and making Himself known in some truly incredible ways. And He's challenging us, and He's growing us, and He's stretching us. And yes, He is blessing us. Now 52 weeks from the storm. Today I'd like to take some time and tell you more about this year that's now behind us since Harvey. And take the time to encourage you about some of the things that are coming up in this next year ahead of us. We call these Vision Sundays, and they're just a chance for us to sort of hit pause and to look up from the week-to-week ministry activities and to look around to see what God is doing. Of course, take a look back at what God has done, which gives us courage to go forward into what God is going to do. And I want you to turn with me and look into God's Word, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And take your copy of God's Word and turn with me there. And you'll recognize this text as the very text which was the framework of Multiply during this spring, February and March. But we didn't dissect it much. We referenced it. We preached on the life of Abraham. But this passage of Scripture was sort of the umbrella of that whole conversation as we considered what we might do through Multiply. And so I want you to listen to this, and I want you to recognize, no surprise, but what was totally expected and promised in His Word that would happen, that should happen, and in fact is happening. Let me read to you beginning in verse 6. The point is this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. That's the law of the harvest, that God is faithful and just to reward with a return on a faithful investment from the heart. In fact, he said, verse 7, each one must give as he has decided in his heart. In his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion. In his heart, for God loves a cheerful giver. I mean, isn't that amazing? God loves all of us, but boy, there's something about a heart of generosity and joy in giving that gets the attention, the heart of God. And it does start in the heart, doesn't it? That's what Jesus said, where the heart is, there your treasure will be also. So we've tried not to make this year solely about money or giving. We've tried to make this about putting our heart in its proper place, in perspective, in priority, to worship God and to give Him not just our heart, but our whole lives, and to see what God will do with a surrendered heart and a surrendered life. And He's done much. In verse 8, God is able. Say that with me, class. God is able. You can do better than that. One more time. God is able. That's good. He's able to make, listen, all grace abound to you, meaning not trickle to you, not drip or drop to you, but flood you. This is the flood we like. This is the super overwhelming abundance of the grace of God that we love. And that's what God makes available to us, to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency, even if you don't have your carpet, to make all sufficiency in all things, even if there are 6 inches of water in your living room at all times, even if your finances are strapped because of the storm, all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound, not trickle or drip or drop, not even just a steady conservative flow of good works, but God makes His grace available to us in abundance so that we can abound abundantly, overflowing in every good work. And I'm telling you, folks, I don't know if you recognize it in that text, but we are literally seeing these promises fulfilled. Not just in the Bible times, but in the here and now, which means these times, this time, this is Bible time. Because God is being faithful to His Word and He's proven Himself. And notice the connection that people here in the text were living in the less than their best circumstances with little or nothing to give. But they first gave their hearts to Jesus, and then they experienced abundantly sustaining and all-sufficient grace of God, which enabled them then to abound in every good work. You ought to read with me chapter 8, verse 1. Because what Paul's doing here is he's comparing two congregations, as it were, the churches of Macedonia and the church in Corinth. And he's encouraging the church at Corinth with what the church in Macedonia has been able to accomplish by the grace of God. And then he'll use the Corinthians' response to encourage and challenge the Macedonians. So he writes in chapter 8, verse 1, we want you to know, brothers, to the church at Corinth, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For among the churches of Macedonia, for in a severe test of affliction, in the less than best circumstances, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty. Now, when do you ever see that in the same sentence? Let me read that again. For a severe test of affliction, abundance of joy and, not or, and extreme poverty have overflowed. There it is, abundance, not a drip or a drop, not just a trickle, a flood, have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they gave according to their means what they could. They just did what they could. As I can testify, and beyond their means, of their own accord, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. And this, verse 5 tells us, not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then by the will of God to us. Do you see? The example here, both in the church of Macedonia and in the church at Corinth, there is this giving of the heart first that then results in a joyous abundance of generosity to meet the needs of others and to help advance the kingdom of God in sharing the gospel to people in less than their best circumstances from people in less than the best of circumstances. And I am telling you, we have seen this in this year. We have heard so many stories about God's faithfulness from people like these in Macedonia and these in Corinth who, in spite of the challenges that we face this year, that this storm brought us and other difficult situations that we face, we've seen people step out in faith and just simply trust the Lord to see and to experience what God will do as we give Him our hearts first and then trust Him with our whole lives and walk with Him by faith. I wish I could share every story with you I've heard. And if you will go with me, I want you to walk with me on this Vision Sunday, as we like to call it, to think about what else God is doing, and where we see discipleship happening, where we hear stories of life change and transformation. And I'd like us to start by thinking about what God is doing in us as we multiply deeper. And I want to apologize in advance as you're about to feel like you're drinking from a fire hydrant, but I want you to listen as fast as you can, and I'm going to talk as fast as I can, because there is so much to tell. For example, as we focus on being disciples and making disciples, let me tell you some great stories. This summer in Vacation Bible School, 2,440 attended, and 262 children made a profession of faith in Jesus this summer at Champion Forest. You're going to have to clap faster. In our summer camps, 396 attended preteen camp, 810 attended student camps, and combined the two, there were 94 decisions for Christ in those camps. If you're doing the math, that's 350 total children and students that were saved this summer through the ministry of Champion Forest Baptist Church. 51 of those teenagers were baptized at camp, and listen to this, 17 of those students expressed a sense of God's call on their lives to vocational ministry and to missions. 17 students. I know what one of you thinking, only one of you. One person's thinking, yeah, teenagers, they don't know anything about that. Excuse me, at Camp Joy, I was called at the age of 14 to do what I'm doing right now. Don't think God doesn't call students. He does. Listen to what one student said. This is his testimony from his mission trip experience. He said, I prayed for a while that God would help me step out of my comfort zone, to use me and help me find direction. And that prayer was answered when I was told that I was going to be the preacher for the mission trip. That'll do it. Be careful what you ask for, right? Though God answered my prayer, he writes, I still had to say yes and follow through and take the initial steps. God helped me find more about myself while I was serving others and preaching to them. This is a teenager. And the way God worked through me was honestly overwhelming. He wrote that. Not a drip or a drop or a trickle here and there. I love the word overwhelming because that's how God works. And not just among our children and students, but adults, we're getting in on it too. In fact, we've welcomed 1,322 new members last year and baptized 577 in this last year. Those are both records for our church and our entire history. That's incredible. In fact, last Sunday, if you've happened to look at your worship folder, there's the insert, and you get that little report every week. You'll notice that last Sunday we had 6,012 in small groups, life groups at Champion Forest, and that we had 8,879 in worship at Champion Forest Baptist Church. That's awesome. And notice, too, that right here at Champions, there were 6,539 right here at the Champions campus of Champion Forest Baptist Church. And I want to tell you something. That's more than drawing a crowd. That's making decisions to become disciples. And we've seen this in so many ways, like the launch of our 24th semester of Life on Mission, or the launch of Re-Engage, which is helping couples make the most of their marriage together. We've seen the launch of Merge, where 19 couples in its first semester have committed to building from the ground up a marriage that honors God. Some incredible ministries and some wonderful new things too. In fact, I have an announcement for you today. Can I get a drum roll, please? Oh, there you are. Thank you. Here's the announcement. Beginning October 7th, that's in just about 8 weeks or 7 weeks. Maybe it's only 6 weeks now. Beginning October 7th and every Sunday after that, our students at Champion Forest Champions Campus will join us in this worship center for multi-generational worship at Champions Campus. They're coming down the hall. Now, you should get a little happier than that, because I want to tell them that you hooted and hollered and whistled and yelled and clapped. Give them a hello. Absolutely. Let me speak to that for a moment. There is certainly merit to age-specific and age-appropriate ministries, teaching, preaching, and even worship. We have no regrets over this many years of having age-specific worship services and things such as that. No regrets, but there is also merit and growing motivation among those who disciple the next generation to bring the generations together in a team effort, believing that the best disciple makers and disciplers of children is their parents. Mom and dad are the best disciple makers those kids will ever know. And so emphasizing family worship and bringing families together in a multi-generational context helps us best to shepherd and disciple, train and equip and mobilize the next generation. And by the way, the next generation needs to know they're a part of the body of Christ and to find their place in the greater body of Christ and the bigger body of the church. And there's no problem with students doing what students do, but every now and then, like on Sunday morning, students need to look around and realize, I'm not the only one here. Look at all these people from all kinds of places, and I'm a part of this. And not only do students need this context for themselves, we need our students in this context for ourselves. We need to see them singing and reading scripture and leading in prayer. We need to see them at the door serving as greeters. We need to see them running cameras and soundboards and light machines. And we need to see them fully engaged in the body life of Champion Forest Baptist Church, which we believe will not only best disciple them over the next few years, but best prepare them for when they are sent out from here and don't know anything except kids worship or student worship. But they find their place in the body of Christ wherever they go and connect and engage and serve. We believe multi-generational worship is the way to do that. So you can be praying. Pastor Stephen Morris is announcing that transition today. So when you see your student, your teenager, just know they just heard what you just heard and greet them with a big smile and say, I'm so excited that you guys are going to be joining us for multi-generational worship at Champion Forest Baptist Church. So our students will join us on October the 7th and every Sunday after that. But let's take some time now, if you will, and join me as we think through what God is doing through us, not just in us, as we multiply wider. And these are things, I believe, too, that were promised that we read about in the Scriptures. So read again with me in 2 Corinthians 9, now beginning in verse 10. The Bible says, He, God, who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way. Which, Paul writes to the church at Corinth, through us, toward them, toward those you give to help, towards those you reach out to connect with and minister to those you make sure the gospel gets to from them, will produce thanksgiving to God. We see that happening. We see these verses working out in our current context. Which, by the way, if you're new to Champion Forest Baptist Church, perhaps you're picking up on this, that we are one church, but we meet every Sunday in four different locations. This is the Champions location or campus of Champion Forest Baptist Church. And together, sort of as a family of churches, because at each location we have live campus pastors, or at least they were alive this morning when I checked, and live preaching which means there is someone standing in the pulpit at every location, in every service and venue at Champion Forest, declaring the truth of God's word this morning. A family of churches locking arms across Northwest Houston to reach our Jerusalem for Christ. And amazing things are happening as we see God blessing, multiplying what he has supplied to us here. Let me show you, in fact, here at North Klein, which was our first multi-site location in 2013. We are under construction, and we are making great progress, and we fully expect that on Easter of this coming year, whoops, we went ahead to Conroe already. On Easter of this coming year, we'll be in that building. Now, I know what you're saying. That's a long way to go, but don't you worry. We're getting there fast. And in fact, last Sunday, not even waiting for the completion of our new building, we launched our first Spanish service at our North Klein campus, which means now on all four locations, we are bilingual and multicultural at every single location of Champion Forest Baptist Church. It's a good day. And we launched with about 130 people, most of whom came right out of our Spanish service here, just like you launched 300 5 years ago to start something new in an area where there are many people who need a church home. You remember the point of that, right? Because we identified an area south of the Woodlands and north of 2920 with 100,000 people and fewer than 5 evangelical churches. The total combined attendance of all of them, less than 1,000. 100,000 people would have to drive north into the Woodlands or south below 2920 to find a good church home. We decided we need to take church there. So we have an 800, 900 seat worship center. We're going to be using it twice, and we want those seats to be filled with people who don't know Jesus, who don't have a church home, and want a place like Champion Forest North Klein to connect. Keep praying and keep working towards seeing that community reached for Christ. Conroe, you saw a picture of that. We are on the design stages of, did you know you own a grocery store, by the way? You own a grocery store. Now, sadly, when Kroger relocated across the street, they took the groceries with them, but we got the building. And we're going to be able to design that now to accommodate nearly 2,000 people every single Sunday in Conroe, which is last year the fastest growing city in America in its category. And you can go up I-45 and you'll see the Kroger from I-45. Great location at 336 Loop. And if you drive this way or this way or this way, you've got to go a ways to find an evangelical, Bible-believing, gospel-centered church. Until now, when Kroger becomes Champion Forest Conroe and we make great inroads into that growing community for the sake of Christ. Think about Jersey Village is so happy today, their second Sunday with their new campus pastor. Now, I've had to change the tires on my truck several times because people just keep cutting my tires. I don't know why they're so upset at me. But Pastor Avery is so happy to... I'm just kidding. That was totally a joke. Pastor Avery is so happy and excited, and the people of Jersey Village are so happy and so excited. And I'm so happy and excited because though I love Jersey Village and I enjoyed 2 years of burning the highway up to get over there, you'd be surprised at how quick you can get to Jersey Village when you preach too long at Champions. But I'm so happy that Pastor Avery is engaged and in place and moving forward, and that lets me focus my energy and attention more so right here at home base at the Champions campus. And I'm so thankful for your support of Pastor Avery and for me as well. And there in Jersey Village, we'll be renovating the chapel and some ministry spaces to make ministry there on the edge of Highway 290, where a gazillion cars park every single day. And there is Champion Forest right there on the shoulder of 290 north of the Beltway. And here at Champions, we got a lot going on too. In fact, if you came through the Family Life Center today to get into here, you saw we got a bit of a mess down the hall. And that's because we've got some areas that need some attention, some renovating, some repairing, and in some cases, replacement to bring our facilities here at Champions up to speed and expectation, to put our best foot forward for God and to reach people for Christ. It's a 6-week project, so be patient, but we'll get through it. And it's just the first phase of what we're going to be able to do here at Champions to keep reaching people. But I tell you what I'm so excited about and we're getting closer to, and that's the design and construction of a new community center, a community ministry center right here at the Champions campus. As you saw and we saw when Harvey hit, what we could do in our community to make a difference. And what we felt in our hearts is that we wanted to do more. As we saw needs in our community even after the storm, and we saw people like you who care about people out there and want to do something to help and to serve. And so we began to strategize and get organized, get our members mobilized as a congregation, making a life-changing connection to our community for the sake of Christ. And we are closing in on the realization of that dream. And I'm so excited that perhaps after the first of the year, we'll have some more to show you and to begin the construction or the expansion of our current multipurpose building into a community ministry center. And that is going to be amazing. And you're going to want to be a part of that, I know, as we serve our community. I just want to say as we move on from this that the multi-site strategy is working, folks. Because we are multiplying wider, and as we do, God is giving us increase in growth. And I praise the Lord for that. That the growth of our church through this multi-site strategy has just been so incredible and so obvious. In fact, if you look back at those numbers, you'll see how the distribution works. There are 2,340 people last Sunday that worshiped as a part of Champion Forest Baptist Church, but who were not on this campus of Champion Forest Baptist Church. That means in 5 years, a mega church of 2,300 people now gather, not at this address. And a great many of those people launched up out of here, 300 to North Klein, a few more to Jersey Village and still serving there, some up into the Conroe area to seed and to serve and to cause those works to really grow and increase with the DNA and the personality of Champion Forest, with its strategy and with its mission. And it's working. But don't overlook what God is doing here at Champions. Because you've heard those numbers, and if you look at that page, you'll remember that I said 5 years ago there were 5,000 people worshiping here at Champions with no other locations. Now with 2,300 plus people worshiping at other locations, there are still not 5, but 6,500 people worshiping here every Sunday at Champions. Do you see that? Do you recognize that? Thank you, Miss Carol. Do you recognize that? I'm not sure you get that. What that means is that in the context of seeing three other locations planted and grow to 2,300 in attendance, this campus that seeded those campuses and that sent people to serve in those campuses has not declined or even plateaued, but has grown by 1,500 people in that same period of time, right here where people were being sent out from. Do you know what that says? I'll tell you what it says. It says sending is success. Because as quickly as we've been able to send people out on mission and in ministry, God sends somebody else right in to take their place and then some. You know what that says to me? It says you can't outgive the Lord. Just like we say with giving, it's also true with sending of servants in ministry and on mission. And I'll tell you one more thing it says. It says when we sow what God supplies, God multiplies what we sow. In other words, we're seeing this text fleshed out, worked out every day. Right here at our church and in our community. And I'm so excited about what God's doing right here at Champions, at this location of Champion Forest Baptist Church, where in this little corner of Northwest Houston, we have 250,000 people, the majority of whom aren't in anybody's church at all today. Not any. 250,000 people. And don't you worry about seeing a for sale sign on your street or in your neighborhood, because I'll tell you what's going to happen. If that house sells, somebody will move out and somebody else will move in. And you know who that somebody else moving in is? Somebody who needs Jesus, just like you and me. But not only that, why within 1 mile of where you're sitting right now, there are at least three new, brand new neighborhoods with brand new homes built or being built. I know because on Friday I did a drive-by prayer rally. I just drove through. And right down Steubner Airline between 1960 and here, most of it in the Klein High School District, right here in our shadow of our own steeple, hundreds of brand new homes. And let me tell you what I noticed. I noticed those people drive cars like yours and mine. I noticed in their yards they had bicycles and big wheels laying over, or like you have or used to have. And when your grandkids come over to your house and leave everything laid out there for you to clean up when they leave. I noticed in their yards they have signs cheering on their favorite college or sports team or professional club, like many of you do this time of year. And do you know what my conclusion is? These people look a lot like us people, and they're going to fit right in at Champions of Champion Forest Baptist Church. And they could walk here if they wanted to. While behind my house over the last few years, nearly 400 brand new homes have been built. They might not want to walk here, certainly in August, but I tell you, they could be here in 7 to 8 minutes. Hundreds of new homes. Why am I telling you this? Pastor, why are you telling us? They're not in the real estate business. No, here's why I'm telling you. Because as excited as we have been for 5 years to extend our reach beyond the shadow of our steeple, we still have a vision for our community within the shadow of that steeple. This community where we live and work and play, where we come to church every Sunday, we still have a vision to reach our community for Christ. And let me tell you what I'm excited about. I'm excited about to be surrounded by so many people who for so many years have faithfully prayed for and given towards and supported missions and missionaries, but who are now looking around and realizing the mission field has come here. And I'm so happy to be surrounded by people who are excited, have a vision, and are committed to what God has called us to do, not just in Jersey Village, or in North Klein, or in Conroe, or in Tomball, or inside the Loop, or at Faith Memorial in the inner city of Houston, not just about what's happening in Huntsville as we prepare to launch our fifth location. No, excited and committed to what God wants to do within the shadow of that steeple right here. Can I get an amen? Is anybody thinking about not overlooking our own mission field? Is anybody thinking about not looking over the opportunity that God has moved in next door and just down the street and not far at all? I want to tell you something. We still have a vision to reach this community for Christ. So let's lock arms and love the community we live in to Jesus. Now let me just tell you one more thing about what God is doing around us, and we'll conclude. As we multiply further, in fact, the number of mission trips that our students and adults went on last year is staggering. To 4 states and 14 countries, and your generosity to give to community ministry, disaster relief, and missions, well, you gave almost $3 million in this last year to help others have their needs met and hear the gospel. You gave $25,000 to a church in inner city Houston to build showers so that they can keep hosting mission teams that are coming in throughout this year and who are help rebuilding those difficult areas and places, still finding homes that were never properly cleaned. You gave $75,000 to Faith Memorial Baptist Church down in Denver Harbor in the 5th Ward, right off of I-10, one of our partner churches that we're working to revitalize. And we've helped them over the years, and they've begun to grow and reach people, to the point now that their worship center is in such need of repair and renovation. You gave $75,000 just a couple of months ago to begin the work of renovation of Faith Memorial Baptist Church in the inner city of Houston. Why, just 7 minutes from here, one of our sister churches, Houston's Northwest Baptist Church, Pastor Steve Besner, a very good friend of mine, was devastated by the floods of Harvey and their children's building destroyed. The whole building was offset from its foundation, had to be torn down. God put it in our heart to help, and so we made the first installment of a $100,000 gift as they began to rebuild their children's building, because we work with them to reach this community for Christ. And we share their heart and vision, and they share ours, and we wanted to help Houston's Northwest Baptist Church. We gave them $100,000 at the beginning of this process to encourage them and to say, we're here with you. While you're planting churches in unreached areas like Loveland, Colorado, and Seattle and St. Louis and New York, and two in Boston, where two former staff members of Champion Forest Champions Campus are now church planters, Stephen Sargent and Travis Boyd. You have international church plants in Indonesia, Mozambique, and Chile, and Argentina, and Genoa, Spain, and you're beginning a work this summer in northern England, and you're working across Europe, which is now an unreached continent, with Greater Europe Mission and President John Burns, who, by the way, will be here on September 5th. You're working with them to take the gospel to the place from which the gospel came here. I'm excited to announce something else new this fall, too, and quickly. I want to announce the beginning of the Champion Forest Baptist Church Church Planter Apprentice Program. With the Great Commission compels us to go and sending is success, and we need to create a pipeline for recruiting and for training and sending, mobilizing our very best. That I believe we can send someone, if not more than one, each and every year for years to come, to launch a new campus of Champion Forest in Northwest Houston, to plant a new church in the city of Houston where we need many more gospel-centered churches, or to plant their lives in some unreached city somewhere in the U.S. or somewhere around the world for the sake of the gospel. A pipeline, a planting apprentice program that means somebody sitting near you on any given Sunday could someday be serving as your missionary church planter somewhere else in this country or somewhere else in this world where someone else is hearing the gospel for the first time. They could be sitting next to you right now. Look at your neighbor and go, is he talking about you? Because I just might be. Because as you look around this room and in every venue of this campus, we got people who God is going to call up and out into ministry and missions and send them to the far places of the world, starting right here in our neighborhood and to the ends of the world. That's going to happen. I believe it. I can see it. Can you see it? And it's really the fruit of your generosity and of your faithfulness and the difference that makes not only in us and through us, but all the world around us is changing because of your influence and the generosity that you have shown. Just like it says in 2 Corinthians 9, I finished the text. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but it's also overflowing with many thanksgivings to God. Meaning your faithfulness, your generosity, your service is creating the opportunity for many people to give thanks to God for your service. I want you to take just one more minute, would you, and listen to some of those thanksgivings to God on your behalf.
Hey, Champion Forest, this is Travis Boyd, one of your ministry partners in Boston, Massachusetts. I just wanted to send a quick video to say thank you. Thank you for your passion for missions. Thank you for your commitment to see the gospel spread in all the world. And thank you so much for your generosity. And thank you so much for your faithfulness to our area in the Northeast. We are one of the least reached regions in all of North America, and we are pushing forward to see the gospel go and to see churches planted all around New England. And that's because of your faithfulness and your generosity. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Kenny Lohman. I'm the teaching pastor of Crossroads Church here in East Islip. And through God's faithfulness, He has provided a way for us to have a new roof. It will be installed this week. Our roof has been leaking for the last year, and we knew that we need to replace it before the fall and the winter. And because of God's faithfulness and your church's generosity, God has enabled us to have a new roof.
We're so grateful to God for your generosity. In Chile, 5 days ago, God enabled us to start the expansion of our worship room from 70 to 150. Thank you very much, Champion Forest Baptist Church.
HandUp is incredibly grateful for CFBC's partnership in helping us meet the needs of young men aging out of orphanages. Short-term mission trips are invaluable to us because it's not just bringing a service to the young men who we work with, but it's also an incredible inspiring experience to those of us who are involved day in and day out to see teams come full of life and energy, bring Jesus to the communities that we serve. It really is an essential part of what we do in Haiti. Thank you.
Hey, Champion Forest. My name is Andrew Johnson. I pastor Faith Memorial Baptist Church, and we are a multi-ethnic, multi-generational church family serving the Greater Fifth Ward in Houston, Texas. Because of God's goodness and because of your generosity, we're being empowered to renovate our sanctuary, and we're so excited to continue to partner with you in the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much.
Good morning, CFBC. My name is AJ. This is my wife, Holly. We are church planters in Loveland, Colorado. We just wanted to say thank you for our partnership with CFBC, for their willingness to support us and to send out teams to help us connect with our community. We're so grateful for you and all of your investment in Loveland.
Hola, hermanos. Yo soy el pastor Francisco José. En primer lugar, queremos agradecer a Dios por la vida de ustedes. Agradecer a Dios porque Dios es fiel. Y agradecer a Champion Fortes por estarnos ayudando a plantar esta iglesia acá en Maputo. Que Dios los bendiga desde Mozambique, África. Un saludo. Chao.
Hello, America. Our name is
Joshua
and Charity. We are serving God in Southeast Asia. We are so grateful with God for your love and generosity. Thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
God bless you, America. Hey, Champion Forest family, this is Matt Bardig, the pastor at North Road Community Church, one of your church plants up here in the St. Louis area. I just wanted to take a second and let you know that I am so thankful for what God has done to move the generosity of your hearts to partner with us and do the amazing things that he's done here in St. Louis. We're now in year 5, we're running near 700 people, and we're getting ready to start a second campus in an amazing area of St. Louis, and this could not have happened without your support.
You guys have been investing in the Northeast of England since 2005. It's been an amazing journey. We're so grateful for all you've done. We're so thankful for last year when you guys came across, served in King's Academy and at Colby Newman Baptist Church. We're really excited that you're coming back in the spring of 2019. God bless you guys and have a great Sunday.
Many Thanksgivings. And there are so many more. And a great many of those sat where you're sitting at one time or another in this church, and now they're serving the Lord. I can see it, and much more of it. If we keep on sowing bountifully, if we keep on being generous in every way, if we keep on abounding in every good work, we'll keep watching as God keeps multiplying what He has supplied. I'll close with this verse of Scripture. It's my life verse. Now unto Him who's able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever, and I would add, even now. Amen. He is able. Can you see it? Would you be willing to believe it? Because let me tell you something, God can do it.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We pray that the truth of God's Word is both encouraging and uplifting to you. If you'd like more information about our church, service times, or locations, or if you have a question about what you heard today and you want to connect with someone, I want to encourage you to visit us on our website at championforest.org. Have a great day, and God bless.